Bushunen de noe magani dog, veshiko benesi aque indigo, mang indu dame, ga osisqua jimmy cog indunjaba, gamisqua wako cog ninda. Hello, my relatives. My spirit name is One Thunderbird Woman, and I'm a member of the Loon Clan. I'm also an enrolled member of the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe of the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe, and a resident of Cass Lake, Minnesota, which we know as Ga Miskwa Wako Kak. I want to welcome you to History of Leech Lake, and in this show I'll be talking about the dogs. So in the past few shows, I've been talking again about She Nawishkung, and he rattles, and he's also known as Chief Bemidji. And, you know, when you want to learn history, you talk about it, and that's what they say with us. We're an oral people, and we were always told to talk about the treaties, to talk about the things in our lives that happen, and to share our stories. And so I want to move up now into 1986, and I'm going to be sharing some of the news articles from Debajiman. And even that name is something special. It's about that truth teller, that storyteller. And there is that old story about Debajiman, who was a storyteller, and he would tell people, Ojibwe people, that he knew everything. And he knew all things, all truths. And so people didn't believe him because he was a storyteller. Well, you know, I'm a storyteller too, and I don't know all things, but I know things from my own point of view. And so this morning I want to talk a little bit about Ani Mushuk and our history with them. And I want to share a story that Irv Sargent wrote about the dogs, the res dogs chasing cars. And he wrote that back in 1986. And so I think I'll begin with that, but I'm going to also share a little bit about the way Ojibwe people, from what I've learned about how we feel about dogs. This morning, before I came to work here at KOJB, I took my pal, Dude, that old dog named Dude, I took him for a walk. And he doesn't have a tail. I don't know what happened to his tail. I think somebody cut it off. He's this old bulldog with big old round bulbous eyes that are usually red. And the other night I had to pull a wood tick off of his cheek. It was one of those wood ticks was getting kind of fat. And he has a lot of flatulence, that old dog named Dude, meaning he boogits a lot, right? And I guess that's just part of his heritage, his bloodline, those kinds of dogs, that's what they do. Anyway, there's this story about the Animush, and they said that the Animush, a long time ago, that they used to all meet together, and they would have meetings. And they would meet in this lodge. And before they would go into the lodge, they would all hang their tails up on this tree that grew outside the lodge door. Just a big old tree. And I just can imagine that. You think about Animushug and their tails. And their tails would be hanging, short ones, long ones, skinny ones, big fluffy hairy ones, all hanging in that tree. And the Animushug, they would go into that lodge and they would hold their meetings. Well, you know how dogs are, and just like people, you know, we get all excited at meetings sometimes, and we get carried away. And so those old Animushug, they were getting all carried away at that meeting, and of course they had built a fire, because that's what we do, right? When we have our meetings, we build our fires, and then we sit around them, and we hold council. And that's what those dogs were doing. That fire, it got out of hand, and it started sending up sparks, and pretty soon the we could make that lodge. It caught on fire. Oh, those old Animushuk, they took off out of that lodge, that Ishkwan Dame, that door. And they each grabbed a tail from the tree, and they took off. Well, you know, they didn't have time to look for their own tails, but they made sure they got one. And so today you see these old dogs, they're wandering around. Like over on East End Cass Lake, there's all these little bitty dogs that hang out over there, and some big ones. And whenever they meet each other, they go up to each other, and they always smell each other's tails. Well, you know, some people think they're smelling each other's butts, but what they're looking for is their own tail, the one that they was misplaced from them when that Wiegemigin at that meeting when it that lodge caught on fire. And so that's why dogs do that today. You know, and that's true. De boy win. That's the truth of a storyteller. When I tell stories to little kids, they're always asking me, is that true? Did that really happen? And I don't know about you, but I always tell my dad, he told me that these stories that we tell, that they are true. And he talked about that when I was working for the, what is it called? The State of Minnesota DNR, Department of Natural Resources, when I got out of the military. And I went out on this road, S Point Road. They used to call it Squaw Point Road, and it's called Oak Point Road now, excuse me. Oak Point Road. And it was getting late, and I was getting scared because people had told me stories about Oak Point Road. And they said, you don't go out there when it gets dark. And so, because you might hear things in the woods, maybe you'll hear women screaming, and you don't want to go out there and help them. You let that be. So it was getting dark, and I was kind of worried, and I told my dad about that night. And he said, well, you know what? He said, there's always some kind of truth in our stories. And he said his mom, his great-grandma, one time, he was from Onigam, and that's where he was born, and that's where he was raised for the first 5 years of his life before he was sent away to boarding school. And he said his grandma was walking one time, and she was walking from Cass Lake, and she was walking back. They were heading back to Onigam. And so they had got over to that Oak Point Road, and they had crossed it, and they had decided to sit down and rest. Well, when they sat down to rest, they built a fire, and they're having a Ani Bishwa Bu, that tea. And there was an old Animush sitting with them. And the old lady was talking to another Mindumoye, and they're busy talking about that day and how windy it was. And then all of a sudden that old Animush, he opened up his mouth and he said, yeah, it really was really windy out today, huh? All those old ladies looked at him, and they knew he wasn't supposed to be talking. And so they got up and they left. And so that's a story that about that road too, that Oak Point Road, and about dogs and how dogs are our buddies. They travel with us, and that is a whole nother story. And I'm just going to share a little bit about that, and I will get around to telling you, sharing the article that Irv Sargent wrote in December of 1986 about the track dogs, track 33 dogs. But that's enough for today. I want to say, mi gwech bisendawi yeg. Thank yous for listening to me. Meet you.